Well, welcome Northwoods family to Fast Friday. You may remember that our senior pastor, John, had it in his heart from the Lord for us as a church to fast and pray today, to give up our lunch, to seek God and ask Him to save those that are lost, especially as we are approaching now the night of Good Friday. We're approaching Easter. There's going to be many that are coming to church, maybe for just this one time in the year, who need to know the Lord. And so we are, as a church, are setting aside lunch. We're giving up time, whether for you that's 15 minutes, half an hour, we're setting aside time to pray and seek the Lord that He would save those who are lost. I'm not going to talk too much because we need to get to praying, okay? I do want to let you know, though, that we've kind of put together some prayer prompts, maybe to help just guide you in your prayer time. And so we've taken scriptures and we're just going to use the Word of God to shape our prayers. And so what you can do here is, once I'm done yammering, you can just hit pause and that first prayer prompt will be up. And you just pray. You just take it and go. And you let the Holy Spirit just guide you as you pray. You pray as long or as short as you want on that prayer prompt. And when you're ready to move on to the next scripture, the next prayer prompt, you can just hit play again and the next one will come up. All right? So that's what we're going to do today. And I'd encourage you, wherever you're at, to invite the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you as you pray, to give you a burden for those that are lost, that this wouldn't just be some exercise or duty we go through, but that we actually partner with God and we feel His heart for those that are lost here in our area. So, God bless you as you pray today. All right, so your first prompt, it comes from Psalm 67, verse 2, and in the New Living Translation, it says, God, may your ways be known throughout the earth, your saving power among people everywhere. So just take that scripture, pray that God would make His ways and His will known throughout our community, throughout our nation, and all the earth, and pray that His saving power would be made known to everyone everywhere. And then as the Holy Spirit brings more phrases, words, and scriptures to mind, you just use that to pray and lean in. So our second prompt out of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, it says that the god of this age, referring to Satan, the ruler of this world, says that he's blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So take this scripture and pray that the Holy Spirit would allow unbelievers everywhere to see the light of the gospel and the glory of Jesus Christ. And then pray in the name and the authority of Jesus, the authority that He's given each of you, that the blinding work of the enemy against unbelievers, against their minds and against their hearts, would be broken. Our third prompt comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. And actually, it was Paul requesting prayer. He said, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord, the message of Jesus, the message of the gospel would spread rapidly and be honored just as it was with you. So take this scripture and just pray it back to the Lord. Pray that the message of Jesus, the gospel, would spread rapidly through every home, every school, every town, every life, and pray that the gospel would be honored, that it would be received by those that hear it. Now, Now today, our fourth prompt comes from Colossians 4. Again, it is Paul requesting prayer. He says, starting in verse 3 of chapter 4, he says, "Pray for us too that God would open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains." And then in verse 4, he says, "Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should." And so with this prompt, pray that God would open up doors, that he would give opportunities for the gospel to be shared, give opportunities to the church to proclaim Jesus Christ, to pray with people, to invite them to church, that he'd bring those opportunities. And then pray that the Holy Spirit would enable believers to talk about Jesus and to explain the gospel with clarity to everyone they share it with. All right, prompt number 5. This is our last one, all right? Last one that we've put together for you. But again, you can always pray more. You can always keep on praying if you want to. But I love this one. This one comes out of Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 29. It's actually the believers. They are praying together, praying to the Lord. And so it's very appropriate for us believers today to take this and use it as our own. They said, "Lord, consider their threats," that is the threats of the people that were persecuting them. And they said, "Enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." And so we see the message of the gospel and the power of the Spirit going together. So take this scripture and pray that believers would be bold and fearless in speaking up about Jesus, and pray that the Holy Spirit would confirm the message of Jesus, that he would confirm the gospel to unbelievers with supernatural signs and wonders. Northwoods family, thank you again for setting aside time to fast and pray, to seek the Lord for those that are lost. And I want to just say to all of you quickly, this is precious in the Lord's sight, what you've done. Whatever time you gave up, whatever you chose to set aside to seek him and to partner with him in seeing the lost saved, it is a worthy sacrifice before him. It does please and touch his heart. So I'm not only saying thank you from my heart or thank you from our church, but I know that the Lord himself would say thank you for partnering with him today, for what's on his heart. Now, before you go, I want to just invite you to come. Tonight, we are having a Good Friday service at 6 p.m. on the Puray campus and online, as we just take time to delight in what Jesus did for us at the cross. And then Sunday, we're gonna have our Easter services at 9 and 11 here on the Peoria campus and online, and then at 11 a.m. for our Chillicothe and Canton campuses. So we welcome you to join us for Good Friday, for Easter, and I'm expectant that we will see many give their lives to Jesus. And your prayers today, your prayers have gone before us. Your prayers have ascended to the Lord. And now we leave the results in his hands to wait and see the fruit that will come. Thank you, Northwoods family.